thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Galatians 2:21, do not nullify the grace of God. Chuck Swindoll says, as believers, we're often intolerant of those who don't fit our mold, an attitude that reveals itself in the stoic stare and caustic comment. Such reactions will thin the church ranks faster than fire in the basement or flu in the pew. Paul rebuked the Galatians for deserting Christ, nullifying the grace of God, and becoming bewitched by legalism. Sure, there are limits to freedom. Grace does not condone license. The opposite of legalism isn't do as you please, but the limitations are broader than most of us realize. I can't believe, for example, the only music God smiles on is highbrow or hymns. Nor do I believe the necessary garment for entering the veil is a suit and tie. Let's remember who gets wrought up over outward appearances. It's not God. He looks at the heart. Jesus reserved his strongest and longest sermon for legalists, present-day Pharisees. When it came to self-righteous showing off, Jesus pulled no punches. He found it was the only way to deal with those who hung around places of worship, disdaining and despising others. No less than 7 times, he pronounced, "Woe to you," because that's the only language a Pharisee understands. 2 final comments. Number 1, if you tend towards Pharisaism in any form, stop it. If you're the type who bullies and looks down on others, you're a 21st century Pharisee. And 2, when modern day Pharisees try to control your life, stop them. Remind those religious phonies that the splinter in your eye is between you and God, and they should pay attention to the tree trunk in their own eye. From Vision's Word for Today, Doling Out God's Grace, Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.